And now the game where we invite on interesting people and try to keep it interesting. Our guest does something a lot of humor columnists don't. He actually writes funny things, and lots of it. He's been churning it out for more than 25 years, writing hundreds of columns and more than 30 books. He won a Pulitzer Prize in 1988, which for us is what finally legitimized the Pulitzer Prizes. Miami's own Dave Barry, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. How are you? You're good?
Doing well, and you?
I'm fine. Good. I'm good now. It's very exciting to be here in Florida.
It's a good place to be now.
It is. Yeah. Now?
Now. But in general. Now.
In general, yeah. Do you have any tips for people who come to Florida for the first time?
Don't drive. In Miami in particular, when I first got here, I thought, nobody here knows the traffic laws. And I learned over the years, everyone here is driving according to the traffic laws of his or her individual country of origin.
Right. You know,
and there are apparently are countries where it's traditional to put on your left turn signal first thing in the morning, you know. Maybe put it on the night before just right. To make sure it's going.
There are countries that get points for pedestrians hit, so yeah. They're out there.
We have no pedestrians here.
No.
They were wiped out years ago. I also advise people not to take public transportation. It's kind of weird.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So you can't drive. You shouldn't drive.
Right.
There are no pedestrians.
Right.
And you shouldn't take public transportation.
Right. You're listening. Well, you're kidding.
All right. So basically, everybody's huddled in their home.
Well, we have this thing, it's called Metro Rail and People Mover.
Yeah.
And we don't know how to get up on that thing.
Yeah, I've seen this.
It goes by.
These are very adorable little electric cars.
I've lived here, I've never met a soul who's ridden on that thing. And you think, I wonder who they are and how they get there. Maybe, are they even from our solar system? You know, whoever they... But this is an absolutely true story. This happened year before last. There were two men, homeless gentlemen, and they were fishing in Biscayne Bay, and they caught a nurse shark, a six-foot-long nurse shark.
Right.
And they decided that they would sell it to a fish wholesaler. There are fish wholesalers in downtown Miami that service the restaurants there. But they didn't have a car. And it's a long walk with a shark that size.
Right, sure. That size.
So they elected to take public transportation.
Sure.
This was rush hour. And they got on the People Mover here in downtown Miami.
Right.
And the shark was not dead at this time. They put the shark on. And it's not really an environment for a shark, the public transportation. You know. Yeah. And I got an email from a woman who was a commuter, and she snapped a picture with her camera and emailed me. So there's a shark on the People Mover, you know. So I lived here a long time, and I never thought I would see that. But we could have had a situation where a person was attacked by a shark on People Mover. Now, tragically, we did not.
Yeah,
but it would have been great.
It would have been. I love the idea that somebody is. Gets onto their public transportation, their People Mover, and they say, a shark. And their first thought is not to scream,
no,
but to say, I shall send a photo of this to Dave Barry.
Right. Yeah. So it's a little thing we call civic duty.
I understand. Now, this show, as you might have heard, is devoted to topics of health.
Right.
Are there any health and safety concerns particular to South Florida, it being such a tropical and strange place?
Well, we have a lot of wildlife here.
You do?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what kind of cockroaches you have where you live.
Right.
But I came here from the north where, cockroaches, if you they're in the kitchen, whatever they're doing, but if you come in, they go, whoa, and they skitter away. Here, they're like, hey!
Turn out the light, we're eating it, we're walking here.
And when they back up, they go, beep, beep.
they're big. They're big. So we have them.
When I first moved here, I lived in a neighborhood that had crabs. I was not used to that. Not crabgrass, crabs.
Right.
And they would mate. I got here, yeah, well, how do you think we get crabs? Come on.
I have no idea.
I got here during crab mating season, and they're like all, when I went out to get the paper, they'd be all over the lawn, and they're hostile. You know, like, I think, yeah.
They're snapping at you.
I think they think, like, you want their woman.
She's mine.
Yeah, I don't want your woman. Your woman's a crab. You know? Which just makes them even angrier because they know it's true.
Yeah, I know. they're defensive out of their hoods.
I don't blame them.
Right. With all these things crawling in and around and all these other madnesses, do you ever get tempted to leave Florida and go someplace sane?
No, because my wife won't let me.
Really?
Yeah. My wife is really rooted here. She is she's Cuban Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Juban, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, yes, you see the Jubans and the guy. They didn't come over on rafts. They parted the Caribbean.
Right.
And so she, between the Jewish part and the Cuban part, is related to every single person in probably a lot in Florida.
Yeah.
And, so we're never leaving. No.
No, you can't go.
No.
Would you want to?
No, I like it here. I mean, I've never lived any place less boring in my life.
Yeah. This is, and it gives you material.
Oh my God! I don't know why we have a government here if not to keep me, you know, abused. I've long said what we should do here, our system of government.
Yeah.
We could streamline it if we just, when they got elected, we'd swear them in and indict them in one ceremony.
Yeah. And, save time.
Yeah.
Dave Barry, we have invited you here to play a game we're calling...
You Can Have a Body Like Mine.
So these days, you can't turn on your TV without seeing some oiled-up model using some ridiculous piece of mail-order fitness equipment. And for that, we can thank one Jerry Wilson. He was the inventor of both the Soloflex exercise machine back in 1978... and the program-length infomercial, which he created to sell those machines. Now, we're going to ask you three questions about the history of Soloflex, taken from Mr. Wilson's own very frank memoir. Carl, who is Dave Barry playing for?
Dave is playing for Ruth Shack of Miami, Florida.
All right.
Ruth, so, I'm sorry, Ruth, whatever.
So he invented Soloflex. He invented these commercials to sell it, and, of course, they started flying out the door. But the problem was the factory workers couldn't keep up with the demand for the machines, so how did Mr. Wilson motivate them to keep cranking them out? A, he promised he would adopt the hardest worker and make him or her his heir. B, he offered a date with either or both of the Soloflex TV models to the hardest worker. Or C, he threatened all the workers with a shotgun.
Well, I'm sure it's not C. I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B? He said, take a look at those models. You get to date anyone you want. It was actually the shotgun. He says in his book that he demonstrated his dedication to meeting production goals by blowing the time clock off the wall with the shotgun. Here is your next question. Soloflex makes some interesting claims as to their role in the fitness craze. For example, the company claims what? That if you added up all the body weight they had helped people to lose, you would have the population of Sacramento, California. B, that they own the trademark on the phrase exercise and eat right. Or C, they claim that just repeating the word Soloflex over and over again as a mantra can improve your physique.
I'm going with B.
You're
going
to go with B?
Yes.
They own the trademark? You're right. They say that's theirs. Tell somebody to exercise and eat right, you owe Soloflex a quarter. All right, this is very exciting. You get this last one right, you will win. Once you have achieved your perfect body, you can then use your Soloflex to do what? A, brew beer. B, tan hides. Or C, weave rugs.
C.
You're going to go for weaving rugs?
Yes.
I love that idea. You'd be like, you'd have the thing, and then you'd sit down there after you're sort of oiled and muscular and start weaving lovely Navajo rugs. I'm being skeptical is what I'm doing.
I get that. I'm going with A.
I think you're right. Brew beer. apparently, according to homebrew discussion boards, the shape of the Solifex frame is perfect for holding up your distillery equipment and your brewing equipment. So you can brew beer on your Solifex. Carl, how did our guest, Dave Barry, do in our quiz?
Dave had two correct answers, and that's good enough to win for Ruth Shack.
Well done. Dave Barry is a former columnist with Miami Herald, an incredibly prolific author, and the funniest guy in this room. Dave Barry, thank you so much for being with us today. Dave Barry, ladies and gentlemen.